So let's review. The Mishnah continues listing takanas established by Rabbi Gamliel Hazaken. V'edim chayis min ala get, mimnei tikkun olam. It was decreed that gittin requires signatures. Although the pasuk says v'chasav b'sefer v'chasam, indicating that all documents require signatures, the Gemara offers two explanations. Rabbi Lazarhi, the Amma Edim Asira Karati. Our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Lazar that midai raisa, the witnesses validate the get by witnessing the actual divorce. The chasima, on the other hand, was instituted later midrabanan because zimna de maisi sahadi, inami, zimna de azlim din sayam. The witnesses might die or travel abroad and will not be available to testify. Therefore, we require them to sign so that we can authenticate their signatures at a later time. Remeyuhi. Our Mishnah follows the opinion of Remeyer, who holds Eide Chasim Mekarti, it is the signatures that validate the get, and are therefore required Midai Raisa. However, Rabbi Gamliel's institution was specifically Sheyu Eide Mefarshin Shmei Sein Begitten. The witnesses should sign their names, as the Brice explains, Bereshoyna Hayukaisev Ani Pleini Chasamti Eid. Witnesses used to write anonymously, I am testifying, without specifying their names. And im Ksav Yadu Yetzim Mimakam Acher Kasher Vim Lav Pasel. If Bezdin can confirm his handwriting, the get is valid. Therefore, Rabbi Gamliel instituted Shemefarshin Shmei Sein Begitten, that they should sign their names, making it easier to authenticate their signatures. Although many Chacham would not write their names, but merely sign B'simana by drawing a unique mark, the Gemara explains Shani Rabbanan DeBikin Simenayu Meikar. Their marks were well known B'diski through their general correspondence. The Mishnah lists a final takana. Hil hiskin prusbel mimnei tikkun ha'olam. The pasuk states, "Vezed dvar hashmita shamid kol bal masha yoda asher yasha b'ri'eyu lo yigais ez ri'eyu." The shmita year cancels all loans. However, Hil enacted the prusbel, a means of collecting loans after shmita. The Gemara explains the meaning of the word prusbel. Prus buli ubuti, a prus, an enactment for buli, the rich, who gained by not forfeiting the loans, and for buti, the poor, who gained by more easily securing loans. The Gemara cites a brisa that elaborates on this institution. Ze echad min hadvarim shehiskin hil hazaken, sheros am shenimnu melahalvei ze azeh. Hil observed that people were refraining from lending each other money when Shemitah approached, because they feared that they would not be repaid. Ve'avra mashakas abatayra hishar melecha penyeh davar melvavcha belial, thereby violating the Torah prohibition of not to refrain from giving loans during this period. Therefore, Amad Vehiskin Prusbel. Vizehu Gufeshel Prusbel. He instituted the Prusbel, which reads, Meisrani Lechem Pleini Dayon Shebemakam Pleini. I submit before the court, Shekol Chayv Sheyeshli Eitzel Pleini, Sheagvena Kozman Sheerze, that I may collect all my loans at any time. Vahadayon Mechais Melamata Oyha Eidem, and the judges or the witnesses sign the document. The function of the prusbel is, as Rashi explains, she'atem tiyu naiksim va'ani lo yargis. In effect, it's now Bezdin who is collecting the loan, not the creditor. The Gemara offers two explanations of how the Rabbanim can override the Torah institution of Shemitah. B'shvius b'zman hazeh. Nowadays, Shemitah is only the Rabbanan, as the Brice explains. Rabbi Omer b'zed dvar ha'shemitah shamayit b'shtei shemitahs hakasim edaber. The pasuk refers to two renouncements. Echad Shmita's Karka, the Echad Shmita's Ksafim, the renouncing of the land and of loans. The land must lay fallow, and the loans may be collected. Now, Shmita's Karka is only Midrabana nowadays because, as Rashi explains, Manu Yoivlois Lekadish Shmita. It's only applicable when Yoivl, the 50th year, is kept as well, and Yoivl does not apply nowadays. Therefore, the Brisa explains, Bizman Shi'iyat Meshamet Karka, Iyat Meshamet Ksafim. The comparison teaches us that midiraisa loans are not renounced nowadays either. However, v'tekin rabbanan d'teshamit zeichu l'shvius, the Rabbanan instituted Shemitah should cancel loans as a reminder of the halacha of Shemitah. The Gemara points out that the Chacham have the power to cancel loans because shev al tasahu, they can institute a passive disregard of a Torah law by abstaining from performing an inaction. Therefore, the tekana d'rabbanan of prusbel can override the iser Shemitah d'rabbanan. A second justification for the prusbel, even if Shemitah nowadays is midiraisa, hefker bazin hefker, the Chacham have the power to declare something ownerless. Therefore, the takana d'rabban of prusbel can require the debtor to pay even though he is pata midiraisa. The Gemara cites two sources for this principle. The pasuk states, "V'chol asher lo yavi l'shleishis hayam katzas asarim v'hazakenim, yachrim kol ruchushay v'hu yibadul mekal ha'goyla." The Anshe Knesset Gedolei declared that anyone who does not heed their call will forfeit all his assets. The pasuk says, "Eila hanacholis asher nachlo elazar ha'koyin v'yeshua benun v'rashi abis b'gaymer," comparing the roles of fathers and judges. "Ma avis manchilin es b'neim kol mashe yirtzu." Just as fathers bequeath their property to their children, so too Bezdin can decide ownership of any property. The Gemara now determines the extent of Hillel's decree. L'dari hu d'takin? Did Hillel establish the principle solely for his generation? Or l'dari almanami takin? The institution was meant for all generations. The Gemara explains that the question is relevant l'vitule. If a Bezdin at a future date wishes to abolish the Prizbol, if the institution was intended for his generation, Mivetlinle, a future Bezdin has the authority to abolish it. However, if he specifically established it for all generations, Le Mivetlinle, a future Bezdin cannot abolish the Prizbol because Ein Bezdin Yoch Levatl Divri Bezdin Chaveri, Elim Kein God Lemenu Bechachma Uveminyan. A Bezdin cannot override the ruling of a previous Bezdin unless they are greater in wisdom and in numbers. The Gemara cites a ruling of Shmuel. Loi kazivina prosbol, ela I bebeidina de sura, I bebeidina de narda. Only the courts of sura and narda may make use of a prosbol. Clearly, the takana was limited in its scope and was only enacted ladari. The Gemara answers kagoin beidina de day, ukrev ami brevasi, da alimilaf kui memoina. Avalakuli amaloi. Perhaps the prosbol was enacted ladari alma for all generations, but only for the highest courts who had the established authority to seize people's money. The Gemara brings different attitudes of later authorities towards the Prizbol. Amar Shmuel, Ha Prizbala Ulbana de Dainehu. Shmuel says that Prizbol is an affront of the courts because it seems as though they are taking away people's property arbitrarily. Iayar Shechayel Avatline. If I would have the authority, I would abolish it. On the other hand, Rav Nachman Amar Akayamne. Rav Nachman would uphold it, meaning Eime b'milsa de avagav delay kasev kekasev dami. He would extend it to all cases, even when the parties neglected to write it. The Gemara brings several examples of the use of the term ulbana, including hanelavin ve'enin oilvim, those who are affronted by others and do not respond in kind, and shemin charpasin ve'emeshivin, they do not reply when insulted, eisin me'ava v'smechin b'yisurin, they perform mitzvahs out of their love of Hashem and rejoice in the suffering He sends them. The pasuk refers to them as His beloved and compares their strength to the sun at its zenith. The Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin continues to discuss the halachas of the Prizbol.